The perfect picture, the space and time splitter, the Augustan calendar plumb line. We all know what common error means. Please.
Watch this. Rhymes and poetry.
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do?
I'ma just do it.
What is happening? You are tuned into Active FM right here on Rhymes and Poetry with your girl Nalzi Lee, and yet for another exciting, crazy, awesome week of Rhymes and Poetry. If you're looking for us and you just don't know where to find us, you can simply find us on our website, which is at www.activefm.co.za. Catch us on our socials, which is on Facebook and Instagram at Rhymes and Poetry 777 and Active FM, which is at Active FM 777, the number of heaven. Now, we are about to get into some crazy hot topics. First things first, I'm going to give you guys my artist of the week, which is super, super amazing. I'm super excited about these guys. I love their music. And secondly, we are going to get into some record label mess. Yes, you heard it. And if you want to know what mess that is, you just need to stick around in the show and you are going to find out just what that is. But before we get into all of that, we are going to go into some awesome, awesome Christ music, which is hot music, right here on Active FM. We are going to go into a song by Active Worship, which is entitled As Above, So Below.
Hello, this is Evangelist Daniel Kalenda, and you're listening to Active FM. Remember, Christ music is heart music.
Save me from the Active FM.
It's always, always, always a favorite of mine to listen to Active Worship. They are the home of hot music. I love their music. And just to share a bit of that music with you, because I did tell you from the beginning that we are going to be going into some Christian artists that we maybe know about but don't know a lot about, or maybe that we don't even know about, because if we are going to shift into a space where we're listening to the hottest music in the land, then we need to know which artists are giving us that hot music. So we are going to go into Artist of the Week, and this week's Artist of the Week is Social Club Misfits, known as Social Club from 2012 to 2016, a Christian hip-hop duo from Miami, Florida, made up of the rappers Fern and Marty Marr, formed a musical partnership in 2011 and released their first free album called Misfits on November the 27th, 2012. Now, I need to make a confession, right? I only found out about these guys, I think this year or late last year. It could have been late last year, but I remember only finding about them recently, and I was blown away. I mean, they are super, super, super awesome. And I'm going to tell you guys about their new concept and their new music video. But before we get into all of that, the then duo released two EPs entitled Misfits EP, released on March 26th of 2013, and Rejects on April the 2nd of 2013. They later started getting some success and charting. The third album from the duo came out on September the 13th of 2013, entitled Summer of George. Their breakthrough album, Misfits 2, was self-released on the 29th of April 2014. And they've been releasing albums ever since. I mean, if we are going to go into a short summary of who these guys actually are, they're also known as Social Club. Their origin is Miami, Florida in the US. Their genre is Christian hip hop. And the years they've been active is 2012 until present, and they ain't going nowhere. If you listen to these guys, you know that they only get hotter and hotter and hotter by the years. Their labels is Capital CMG, Social Club, and Good City, and their website is socialclubmisfits.com. The members of these are Fern, which is Fernando, and Marty, which is Martin. And basically, just a bit of background on who they are. Social Club formed in the middle of 2011 in Miami, Florida. They rebranded themselves as Social Club Misfits in April 2016 when they signed to Capital Christian Music Group. And these guys have been really doing the most. The first song I heard from this duo was a song entitled Dive, and it is featuring Beam, and this song was released in 2017, and it is from their album Say Goodbye. And basically, this song did the most. It charted at number 47, which for a Christian song, let's just speak about this. Christian songs don't chart because the world is against Christian music, and they've been doing so well, and this song is so awesome. The first time I heard it, I was like, wait, is this a Christian song? Because it was that dope. I was like, there is no way. And I was introduced to them in 2017. And from there, I've been listening to them. I mean, they've had songs in 2018 like Tuyo, and which is featuring Danny Gocki and Jordan Sparks. And they've had songs released this year. Songs like Too Bad, War Cry, and all of that have been released by them, and featuring so many big artists like Torrin Wells, which is one of the big Christian artists out there right now. In 2019, they released my favorite song. I mean, I listen to this song almost every single day, and it's called Every Time, because I listen to it every single time. But it is super, super awesome, and I like the concept they took when they were making this music video. If you've never seen it before, basically in the music video, they're showing all the cliches, so to speak, of what people have branded the music industry to be about. They are speaking basically on the norms and the concepts of just being thrown into, here's money, dress like this. No, if you have gold chains, then people are going to know you've made it. Hold these dogs. You know, they're basically going from scene to scene, and the director's basically like, okay, cool. Whatever you think needs to happen is great, but this is what we're actually going to do. And it actually shows how artists don't have that much say and creativity when it comes to what things should be, because the managers behind them actually drive everything. They're actually the ones calling the shots, saying, this is what we're doing, this is what we're not doing, this is how you're gonna be speaking and everything like that. And basically that's what the song shows. And I fell in love with the song because of the message it has behind it. And it's basically them saying that no matter what boxes people try and put us in, no matter what people try and tell us to do, we are going to stay true to why we make music. We make music for the masses. We make music for the people, to actually find connection to God. And they reel in their music. I mean, they speak about issues that plague Christians today all the time in their music. And their albums include, the Christian hip-hop duo have released two free albums, which the first of these is Misfits, which we spoke about. And then the next one that they released was The Summer of George. Their third breakthrough album was called Misfits. And then from there on, they started charting on the billboards. And it was released in on the 29th of April 2014, and it charted on the Billboard 200 as number 59, which it charted on other Billboard charts such as gospel albums, Christian albums, independent albums, and rap albums. So basically, this album was the first album that actually made it out there, where people started recognizing them and listening to them, and people were like, whoa, these people are really dope. And basically, this occurred during the Billboard charts in May 17th of 2014. Their third project, titled US, was released in March the 24th of 2015, and it charted as number 9 on the Billboard rap albums and other charts such as Christian albums, independent albums, and so on and so forth. And they've been climbing ever since. I mean, it is really difficult to make it on the Billboard charts, because you are in constant battle against secular artists, which are more widely accepted than Christian artists are. And you're making your music, and you obviously, as any artist, you want your music to get out there, especially as a Christian artist, because the more your music gets out there, the more it can touch and impact people's lives, the more people can come to know God, the more people can come to hear testimony through your music, and like, okay, I thought I was alone in this, I'm not alone, okay, who is this God that we're speaking about? And people can start discovering more and more about what the message of your music is actually trying to be. And Social Club Misfits actually getting out there has impacted so many people, including myself. And many people think that, okay, no, Christian artists should not be on the Billboard charts because that's secular and all of that. But I think it's a great platform, because people who never ever would have heard of them, who never ever knew they existed, start to know that there is some people out there, there are other people out there making music, which is way better than secular music, can I just say, but also that carries a deep, beautiful message. So that is our artist of the week, Social Club Misfits. We are gonna go into the myths behind record labels. Do they actually steal from the artists? Are they out there for the artist's best interest? Or are they out there for themselves? We are gonna go into all the scandals and dramas and the biggest artists in the world who were robbed by their record labels. Before that, we are gonna go into some Christ music, because Christ music is hot music.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. Song that I do not like. People always changing colors like a stoplight. I'ma call you lefty, cause I know you not right. If you thought I was done, you should learn from Saint Nick and check twice. Ask me how I got here, I'll say God brought me. Ask me who this power from, it's gone on me. Every step I'm taking, I know God got me. I learned from the best, you can tell them God taught me. Ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me.
Fire, baby.
It's my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When
knows I'm blessed. Going to the bank and I cash that check. Guess what's next? I'll be the best. Don't get confused, I'm reliable. That's cause I always produce. God chose me so I don't have to choose. I can live out my dream. Must be the shoes. You don't wanna offend anybody, so you tiptoe. You so focused on your balance like you're a flamingo. Enjoy your day.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade
011-493-9755.
Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
How crazy awesome is Christian music? I really, really, really am in love with it. I would encourage you every week as we go through Artist of the Week to actually go and find out more about them, download them, go on YouTube, search their songs, buy the music, because it really is revolutionary music. Also, the music you hear on Active FM, Shazam it. Go on Spotify, find it. I mean, Active Worship is on Spotify, Reactive is on Spotify, and many of the songs we play here, you can actually go out and purchase. Now, getting into the topic of the day, record companies that royally screwed their artists. The music industry is a cruel, cruel place. It makes friends become foes, fathers become money-hungry managers looking for their own best interest. The people who are supposed to protect the artists end up shaking them for all they're worth. This is why you always, always need a good lawyer, but unfortunately, some of the world's most iconic artists did not get the memo. And we often think that the bigger artists get everything, like the record label would never screw them over, because if they do, then they lose a big artist and all of that. But then we don't take into consideration the fact that there are contracts behind these big artists that don't allow them as much freedom. And obviously, when you're coming into the game, you're not coming into the game as a big artist, you're coming in as someone who is hungry to get into the music industry. So when they throw a big contract in your face, you sign it. You don't ask questions. You don't say, I want my lawyer to read it. Because immediately when you say, I want my lawyer to read it, then the big company says to you, okay, then fine, then don't sign it. Then you're like, no, but I want to sign it because I want to make music. And they put such ridiculous things in these contracts. I mean, people and artists have complained over the years, and this is something that is not taken as seriously as it should. But artists can complain through the years of how the record companies take everything, how they are making nothing off their music. The record companies even make them sign contracts sometimes where the record company owns the music. You don't even have rights to your own music. Any money that is made off your music go straight to them, and they pay you from there. And these guys sometimes work off a monthly salary. Can you imagine getting a monthly salary as an artist? I mean, every single year, every single month is different. You're doing shows, you're releasing albums and all of this stuff. Your album goes gold, and they've decided to pay you $10,000. So that month you get $10,000, and the rest is pocketed by the record company. And we've seen many stories where many people have complained, rebelled against their record label because they're like, they're stealing from me and whatever. But these contracts are binding. And that is why before you enter into any contract, you need to make sure that you are reading it. You need to make sure that you are certain that you agree with all the T's and C's that come with this contract. Now, artists on the list include iconic bands like the Rolling Stones, the Jackson 5, as well as modern country stars like Brad Paisley and Tim McGraw, and justice may never be served for them. And some artists like TLC admit defeat. Others like Nine Inch Nails and The Clash decided to stick to the man. And basically, as an artist, you have a choice of whether you're going to stick with your record label or whether you're going to walk away. Either way, you don't get anything that you were robbed of because you signed the contract. The first one is Brad Paisley, who sued Sony Records and went rogue. In April of 2014, Brad Paisley sued his record label Sony Nashville for the second time. Paisley believed that Sony was trying to rob him blind and owed him $10 million. Listen to that. $10 million. According to the suit, he alleged that Sony was drastically underpaying him for his work and hiding it by refusing to show him proper documentation of the rates, royalties, prices, reductions, and sales. Paisley grew increasingly impatient with his lawsuit, and rather than waiting months or even years for a resolution, he decided to take matters into his own hands. So this guy was like, okay, I'm not going through all the lawsuits. I'm not going through all of this stuff because these people are robbing me at the end of the day, and court systems are difficult to get through. It can take years. It can take months. And he's like, I want this to happen now. I want payback on this record label because they don't show you your receipt from shows. They don't show you what royalties you're getting paid. They don't show you what gifts you get when you make appearances on shows. They don't show you any of that stuff. They just give you your paycheck and you're supposed to be happy with that. So he decided to leak his own song as payback. In July of 2014, Paisley decided to post a song entitled Moonshine in the Trunk from his own unreleased record. While it's hard to say the specifics of his contract, it's highly unlikely that he had the authority to post the songs without permission. And then Sony came back and they were super angry with him. They were like, how could you do this? We own your music, because that is what is in his contract. So Sony, angry at him, decided to take the high road. Instead, CEO of the company posted his personal email address for all of his fans to see, and of course Paisley wasn't thrilled by this. So it became a back and forth between him and the record company, where they were both giving each other low blows, and they basically posted his personal email. Fans obviously were happy about that because they're trying to get to the artist. They think that he's gonna see my email because this email is super special. And I remember doing that as a kid. Like, I'd go on Facebook, the Facebook accounts of my favorite artists, and I'd write them, like, messages, and I'd be like, they're gonna read my message because my message is super special, and they're gonna post it on their wall, and they're gonna reply to me and all of that. But that's basically what happens when artists' phone numbers are leaked, when artists' email addresses are leaked. The phones actually try and get into contact with them. The next we're going to speak about is TLC, and they basically went bankrupt because they were literally being robbed by their record label. And TLC gave hope to the generation of young black women who wanted to be meaningful and powerful in the mainstream. It could be argued that without TLC, we would have no Destiny's Child and all of these other artists that have come after TLC. Now, the issue with TLC is that they were robbed by their record label, and TLC each made $35,000 from the millions and millions that they managed to rack in. All they got was $35,000 each, and they had debts which went all the way up to $3.5 million. The group was forced into bankruptcy, and they renegotiated their contract. It took the girls 4 years to renegotiate their deal with LaFace. And TLC's bankruptcy sets off major alarms in the music industry. Some major lawyers believe that this presented a brand new option for artists who signed bad contracts, and they wanted to once and for all make it known to everybody. And they basically made millions. I mean, TLC was one of the biggest hip-hop artists back in the day. I remember, like, listening to their music, and, like, many people listened to their music. Many people bought albums. Their albums went gold, platinum, and the likes, and all they got from all of that was $35,000. Now, the rest of this money went to their record label, and this is what made them go bankrupt at the end of the year. And basically, this is happening with almost every single artist. And we are going to keep going on into artists. We are going to go into South African artists and artists around the world as we go on and as the weeks go by. Because this is not only happening in America. This is something that is happening all around the world. And it's being brought into the light more and more. But the more and more it's brought into the light, the more and more these big companies are actually paying for it to go away, because they have all the money, they have all the means and all the resources to make such legal battles go away. As crazy awesome as this topic has been, we are gonna see you guys right after this.
Hey, this is Kayla, and you're listening to Active FM.
We have been talking about bad record labels, but we have just literally touched the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the amount of artists that have complained about their record labels, big record labels. I mean, Sony is one of the biggest record labels in the world, and many people are complaining about Sony. Many people are complaining about big brands all around the world. We are going to go into the corruption, why it happens, who is behind all of this and all of that as the weeks go by and as we go into more and more rhymes and poetry. But if you're looking for us and you don't know where to find us, you can simply find us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za, or you can find us on our socials, which is Facebook and Instagram at activefm777. And if you're looking for rhymes and poetry, you can find me on Instagram, which is at rhymesandpoetry777, the number of heaven. But yet, for another week, this is Nalty Lee signing out. Peace out and God bless. Christ music is hot music. Yeah, bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
walk over me from the beginning. In pursuit of who you made me to be, I have a new reality. Let the anointing pour out as my praise goes forth.